He preserves our lives. Let us rejoice and be glad, for his mercy endures forever. What an opportunity and privilege for me to share with you the word of God today. I am humbled, not only that I don't feel worthy to stand here to preach, but God is using my family today to give a message to his people. It's interesting that we are not all here. We are separated in three churches. My son Jerry, you know him. He's in Great Yarmouth today. And Errol is in Kingsland. And me, the least of all, is here at Lowestoft. So bear with me. Year 2020 sounds like 2020 vision is an optical term, but is also used for evangelism by territories. For me, and I hope for you as well, it's time to get ready. We are nearing home, brothers and sisters. We see the signs. But before I tell the message, let's pray first. Heavenly Father, we commit our lives into your care, and I pray also that this message will open our hearts and minds, that we will be ready for your soon coming. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
So it's only the beginning of year 2020. And we are seeing the increasing calamities and disasters transpiring before our very eyes. And let's look at our main scripture reading in Luke 21, verses 10 to 11. Then he said to them, "Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be great earthquakes in various places, and famines and pestilences, and there will be fearful sights, great signs from heaven." It's not only Jesus who's saying this, but he gave this message to our prophet. And so let's see the spirit of prophecy. It confirms this. We are standing on the threshold of the crisis of the ages. In quick succession, the judgments of God will follow one another, fire and flood and earthquake, with war and bloodshed. And we can read that in Prophets and Kings, page 278. There is never a time in the history of the world that this rapid succession of events are happening now. Remember the Amazon fires, then followed in Australia, 12 million acres of land were damaged according to the news. Praise the Lord, it's calming down now. Because of the prayers of God's people, the rain suddenly poured onto Australia. In January 7, hundreds of earthquakes in Puerto Rico caused also devastation. January 8, measles outbreak has killed 6,000 people in Republic of Congo. Then came January the 12th. It's only 6 days ago, Taal volcano in the Philippines erupted, on which I am personally affected, brothers and sisters. This is my birthplace, where my other families and relatives still live. Praise God, everyone is safe. No one died. I believe God is still in control. Then 3 days ago, January 14th, another earthquake in Mexico, many houses damaged. Some people died. I don't have the figures. They died because the building collapsed. This depressing as it is, we shouldn't be surprised, are we? We shouldn't be surprised of what is occurring in the world. Because we are God's people, we know the spirit of prophecy, we know the word of God. Now let's see another spirit of prophecy in manuscript volume 10, manuscript releases, volume 10, page 239. Satan puts his interpretation upon events and they think as he would have them. So he wanted people to think that way, that the calamities which fill the land are a result of breaking, thinking to appease the wrath of God. These influential men make laws enforcing Sunday law. So it's coming, friends. People of God will be blamed for these calamities and disasters because of not adhering to Sunday observance. We are nearing home now, brothers and sisters. And let's see another quotation. The pen of inspiration also says, "The enemy has worked and he is working still. He's come down in great power and the Spirit of God is being withdrawn from the earth. God has withdrawn his hand." We have only to look at Johnstown, Pennsylvania. He did not prevent the devil from wiping that whole city out of existence. And these very things will increase until the close of this earth's history. There you are, my friends. So why all these disasters and calamities? God is withdrawing his spirit of protection because of sin. People often say it's an act of God, but Satan, we know better, is causing the destruction. Now, let's look at the human condition in the last days. It's a long list in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 to 5. This know also that in the last days perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, false accusers, despisers of those that are good. And you can continue reading this chapter. Let's see what Romans chapter 1, verses 26 and 27. Okay, let's see that one. Let's read that one. "For this cause God gave them up unto vile affections. For even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature." Verse 27. "And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves the recompense of their error, which was meat." Aren't we not witnessing the sins of God of Sodom and Gomorrah in our time? In Jeremiah 17, verse 9 says, "The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it?" But let us not despair, friends. There's hope. This is my last quotation in Great Controversy, page 464. Before the final visitation of God's judgments upon the earth, there will be among the people of God, of the Lord, such a revival of primitive godliness as has not been witnessed since apostolic times. The Spirit and power of God will be poured out upon His children. So yes, brothers and sisters, there's hope in Jesus. So we have to keep on keeping on with Jesus. Paul says in Philippians chapter 4, verse 4, "Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice." So what does rejoicing mean? Rejoicing in Jesus means complete surrender, complete happiness in Jesus, relying on Jesus all the way, and that is claiming His promises. Paul continues to say in verse 6, "Be anxious for nothing." We don't need to worry. "But in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God." And verse 7, this is the promise. "And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." So through our submission to the Holy Spirit, we will be partakers of heavenly kingdom. And here's a promise to the Laodiceans, who are us, really. It's the last church. "To him who overcomes, I will grant to sit with me on my throne, as I also overcame and sat down with my Father on his throne." Yes, friends, Jesus says we will sit down on his throne. We can overcome through the grace of God. And in Philippians 4:13, let's claim this promise. "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." May we all be prepared and be ready for our Lord's soon coming. It's my prayer for all of us. Thank you.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Worship His holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul. I worship Your holy name. The sun comes up, it's a new day dawning. It's time to sing Your song. His holy name.
Thousand years and